Now, the thing that you put the food in for a hog would be called what?
Troll. Mm-hmm. Old troll.
If you had more than one, if you had a few of them, what would be more than one child? You called anything?
Well, it'd be called trolls. Yeah,
I'm sure. Are there any names you have for a hog that's grown up wild? It's not been tamed by a farmer or somebody?
Yeah, they call them up in the mountains, they call them just wild hogs.
Okay. Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him, if you wanted to alter him, what would you say you're going to do with him?
Well, you're going to castrate him or alter him, either one. Mm-hmm.
Would you use the same term for a horse or calf or cat or anything else? Or would
yeah,
you have
I believe it would. I believe it'd be about the same.
Okay. There's a noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. If that calf began to make that noise, what would you say he began to do?
Began to beller? Or bawl?
That's interesting. Then there's a very gentle noise that's made by a cow during feeding time. What would you say that cow began to do?
Well, she just began to moo.
Moo? Okay. And what about a horse? The horse the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Well, we get it called the nicker.
Nicker?
The horse nickered at me.
It's nice. Is there anything else that's nicker?
No, I believe that about covers it.
Okay, now you got some. So you got some hungry horses, mules and cows and so forth. When they're getting hungry, what would you do to them? You'd have to go out and
go feed them.
Mm-hmm. Is there any other word that you'd use to feed them with? Feed? How else would you? You didn't want to say people didn't want to say I fed them. You're going to feed them, they say. Anything else?
Well, that's about the only way you can satisfy them is you feed them.
Suppose it's the same. Would that be the same thing for all animals? Or would there, say, with hens or turkeys or anything else, would there be some other kind of thing you'd say instead of feed for anything that you could think of?
Well, I don't believe I think of anything right now. It's most all animals and fowls, you feed them to satisfy them.
Okay. What would you call a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs?
Well, you'd call her a setting hen. Or the mother hen.
Uh-huh. What's the place where they live? Where do they live, the chickens? The mother hen and the chickens?
Where do they live?
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep them?
Oh, you'd keep them in brooding houses.
Mm-hmm. Like a house of chickens or something like
that? Yeah, a chicken house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the bone that comes out of a turkey, chicken, or something like that, that children like to pull apart.
They always tell them.
Well, that's what's called the pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Yeah.
Children like to pull them apart. So
yeah, kids used to. They think that was a that's more fun, you know, they'd fuss over it sometimes. Get to see who pull it.
What about the difference between the larger piece, say you pull it, and there's a breaks off? What's the larger
piece?
Yeah,
they used to say that the one that got the shortest piece would marry first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.